They had reached the base of the hill by this time, and were surrounded by crowds of pilgrims, pale-faced, meek-looking women, strong, laughing children, and anxious, earnest-eyed men. Many were the cries of astonishment and of commiseration which arose from them when they perceived the youth of one of the strangers and the destitution of the other. Their escort did not halt, however, but pushed on, followed by a great crowd of Mormons, until they reached a wagon which was conspicuous for its great size and for the gaudiness and smartness of its appearance. 6 horses were yoked to it, whereas the others were furnished with 2, or, at most, 4 apiece. Beside the driver, there sat a man who could not have been more than 30 years of age, but whose massive head and resolute expression marked him as leader. He was reading a brown-backed volume, but as the crowd approached, he laid it aside and listened attentively to an account of the episode. Then he turned to the 2 castaways.
"If we take you with us," he said in solemn words, "it can only be as believers in our own creed. We shall have no wolves in our fold. Better far that your bones should bleach in this wilderness than that you should prove to be that little speck of decay which in time corrupts the whole fruit. Will you come with us on these terms?"
"I guess I'll come with you on any terms," said Ferrier, with such emphasis that the grave elders could not restrain a smile. The leader alone retained his stern, impressive expression.
"Take him, Brother Stangerson," he said. "Give him food and drink, and the child likewise. Let it be your task also to teach him our holy creed. We have delayed long enough. Forward! On! On to Zion!"
"On! On to Zion!"
cried the crowd of Mormons, and the words rippled down the long caravan, passing from mouth to mouth until they died away in a dull murmur in the far distance. With a cracking of whips and a creaking of wheels, the great wagons got into motion, and soon the whole caravan was winding along once more. The elder, to whose care the 2 waifs had been committed, led them to his wagon, where a meal was already awaiting them.
"You shall remain here," he said. "In a few days you will have recovered from your fatigues. In the meantime, remember that now and forever you are of our religion. Brigham Young has said it, and he has spoken with the voice of Joseph Smith, which is the voice of God.